This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
The end of business today is the deadline for Liberals to throw their hats in the ring for the chance to lead the decimated provincial party out of the wilderness. So far, there are five candidates. We will be talking to two of them in a moment. So far, we've also heard two very bold ideas. Candidate Alvin Tejo is promising to abolish the separate Catholic school board, even though it was enshrined in the Constitution, and candidate Michael Cotto is proposing to make public transit free. We begin with him. Hello there, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So, what is the reaction to your proposal to make public transit free? You call it a visionary idea. Have you costed it out?
Well, what I've actually asked for is to take the next 10 years to look for ways to open up access to transit to fight climate change. As you may know, 40% of our CO2 emissions actually comes from the way we move through transportation. And what I've asked for is for us to look for opportunities to really rethink our transit system and look for ways, incentives to get people out of their cars. That could be doing what the City of Toronto is doing today by offering free transit for people under 12. It could be by putting discounts at certain times of the day, or, you know, an off-peak hours, making it free for seniors to use the transit when it's at low capacity. So, you know, that's what I'm really asking for. And it's a great way to flip an issue like climate change upside down, find an opportunity and do that through improving transit.
Right now, transit fares help support the system to the tune of over $1 billion. Where would that money come from?
So again, you know, I'm looking at a 10-year incremental plan. We've seen in many cities around the world where the types of investments have been made by governments to fight climate change through transit. So what I'm asking us to do is to rethink here in Ontario our transit strategy. We could see opportunities like I said, figuring out which lines could actually be free, how much that would actually impact, use revenue like the gas tax and climate change revenue that comes from Ottawa to Ontario to fight that type of CO2 emissions. So I think it's taking a bold new perspective and not to be afraid to ask the question. And that's why I've suggested a 10-year timeline to achieve that with a very serious aspirational goal of making transit eventually free. But it would take many steps to get to that point. And I'm asking Ontarians just to reimagine transit. That's all.
One of the things people say when they critique your plan is that, first of all, our transit system isn't good enough, that it's crowded like sardine cans. So really, if we want more people on it, we have to expand it first. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that we continue to make those investments into transit infrastructure. That's a separate line within the budget. But imagine if you offered a discounted rate before 7 a.m., so maybe from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., or from 10 to 12, a discounted rate. Would that change the pattern in which people use and access transit? Those are the questions that we need to explore. So right now on line one, on the Yonge line, sometimes I hear it, it's 130% capacity. And that's because everyone's trying to get to work at the exact same time. All I'm asking us for us to do is to look at data, look at opportunity, and to change the way people use transit. So there may be some folks out there if they could take the train in at 6:30 versus 7:30 and save 50% throughout the month, might take that up as an option. So that's what I'm asking us to do, to actually fight overcapacity and put in new solutions, and at the same time fight climate change by getting people out of their cars.
Okay. The other thing that a lot of people are saying is that you're focusing on the wrong thing, that rather than making it free, it would be more effective to make driving more expensive, either with road tolls or other measures like that?
Well, if you go around this province, you will know that people are struggling with affordability. There are a lot of people out there who are struggling. By putting in tolls, what you're essentially doing is charging people more for the services they've already paid for, number one. And number two, there hasn't been enough research in urban centers like the City of Toronto that would clearly satisfy me when it comes to the impact in communities like mine, the Don Mills community. So the DVP toll, for example, you know, what would be the congestion that would apply to routes like Victoria Park and Lawrence and Don Mills as a result? Would people from the East End drive, you know, through those major roads to access downtown versus paying the toll? I don't know what those impacts would look like. So just by deterring people from using their car may work in some cases, but at the same time, we have to understand what that impact is going to be locally on those major roads. So that's you know, that's my take on it. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't explore other options to improve transit in Toronto or anywhere in Ontario. But this is specifically aimed at public transit and looking for ways to fight climate change.
Okay. Michael Cotto, thank you very much. And thanks very much for that. And good luck to you.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.